My gorgeous girly whirlies, hello and welcome back to another episode of The Girly Whirly Show featuring Sam Bay. This is our season two and I love having you here so much. It really means the world. I know I say it every time, but I'm just so grateful for you and that we get to have our weekly chats, our little catch-ups. I love hearing from you. I love getting your DMs. And as I've been saying, you can email us at hello@girlywhirlies.com and you can email us with dilemmas, questions, or Ask Sam Bay segment where Sam gives us his male opinion, male perspective on life. So you can always get us there and you can always DM me. I will always try my best to get back to you there because I love hearing from you. I love chatting to you. And as always, Naked Fashion, thank you so much, Naked, for sponsoring us and sponsoring our season two. For the girlies, we have a code GIRLYWIRLY will get you 30% off online on www. I actually realized I've been saying it wrong. It's www.na-kd.com. So the code GIRLYWIRLY will get you 30% off for a limited time and excluding sales. And it is for new and returning customers. And I'm always in Naked. Literally right now, my turtleneck's actually Naked. And I had such a cute scarf on yesterday that was Naked too. You'd see that on my Instagram. But anyway, you know I love them. They're the best. Go enjoy some shopping with the code. And you can always let me know what you get. Or you can ask me questions about them too. Sizing, everything. But the quality is amazing. We love them so much. So girlies, I woke up this morning a little bit grumpy. I can't lie. I woke up like kind of on the wrong side of the bed. But I'm going to blame my time of the month. Even though I have the coil. We've been through this. I got the coil actually September last year. So it's been over a year. We call her Colleen the Coil. And she's actually been great. She's been great for us. She hasn't caused any problems since the time that I got her put in, which was a little bit traumatizing. I've talked about it on my YouTube. But I do still think I get, obviously I get the symptoms of a period. I don't actually bleed, which is wild, but kind of a perk. But my brain definitely goes through the motions of the bad vibes, just those feeling negative, feeling exhausted, feeling Debbie Downer. So I woke up a little bit Debbie Downer today and Sambe just kind of got me in a better mood and he said, we're going to go and talk to the girlies, you'll be fine. But I'm just saying this for the girls that, you know, if you wake up feeling Debbie Downer and it could be your time of the month, you can always change it around. Or you can stay in bed and cry about it all day. That's okay too. But don't stay in bed and cry too long. You can always change it around and just speak to someone about it. Always share your feelings. That's why I share with you, because it's very important to talk about how you're feeling and talk through it. But for any of my girlies that really go through it on their time of month, I get you. And I've actually briefly spoken before about PMDD. I think it's a real thing. And not that I'm queen of self-diagnosing. I've not been diagnosed with it, but it's just an interesting thing to look into if you go into very Debbie Downer, maybe depressive mode. It is something that a lot of gals go through, and if we're on TikTok and we might know Dixie D'Amelio, she has spoken about it very openly, which is so important. So if you've ever felt like those thoughts and that feeling of just depressive Debbie Downer period mode, you just know I'm here and I get it, and definitely look that up if it's something that you feel like you're struggling with. It's very important. But anyway, girlies, as always, I'm rambling, but we're always keeping it real. But today we are talking about, well, I was going to talk about fake friends, but not really fake friends. What I actually want to talk about is what I look for in a friendship, because the girls' friendships, like, we all go through boys, we all go through our relationships, we go through our love relationships, or, you know, whatever, the romance. But we never really focus on the friendships, the relationships that are platonic but are just as important. And maybe sometimes we forget to prioritize those people. And I get messages asking, like, how do I make friends, especially as, like, a young adult? How do you make new friends? Maybe your school friends weren't your real friends, or maybe you're in a whole new city, a whole new place, a new college, and you're trying to make new friends. So I thought we'd do a red or green game of, like, what I look for in friends, red flags, green flags when it comes to friendship, because I'm very lucky to say that I really have the best girls in the world. I just absolutely love and cherish my girls, and I feel so blessed to say that. And when I say that, what I will always say, and my first point of finding new friends, keeping friends, maintaining relationships with friends, is I am a quality over quantity. Quality, am I saying that right? Quality over quantity? I am. Sam's nod. Yeah. Quality over quantity. He's like, I'm not speaking yet. I'm not yeah, involved yet. He's like, I'm in silent mode. Sorry. Quality over quantity. I'm a quality over quantity girly. Oh my God. I'm screaming at like 100 miles an hour. He's like signaling at me like, slow the fuck down. I thought my coffee would slow me down and it sped me up at a million miles an hour.
Why would a coffee slow you down?
I don't know, babe. I just thought it would calm me down. So I'm a quality over quantity girly, and in everything in life it's very important, but especially when it comes to a gal group of friends, school friends, college friends, whatever it is in life, quality over quantity. And also another saying that I heard recently, and it just rang so many bells for me, and it's a bit of a tough one, it's a bit harsh, but it actually makes a lot of sense, is a friend to all is a friend to none. So I thought I'd elaborate a little bit more on that, because when I was younger, and if I heard that, I would have thought, no, but like I'm everybody's friend. I'm friends with everybody. Like, I have to be nice to everybody. Da 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 da. So with that quote, and what I've learned is it's so important to be kind to everybody. You're friendly to everybody. You treat everyone with kindness. You treat everyone equally. But I think what that quote is really getting at is if someone is friends with everybody, they're not your true go-to, not your only friend, but they're just not that one loyal friend. I think if someone is friends with everybody, they might lack loyalty. So I think we need to elaborate on that, because I think loyalty is like one of the most important things in friendship. So my thing, and my girls were all the same, like if someone has a problem with my friend, they can't have a problem with me too, as in I'm not going to start a fight, I'm not going to start any trouble, but I'm not going to be this person's best friend if they have a problem, an unsolicited problem with my best friend. So if someone is mean to a friend of mine, or doesn't respect them, is treats them disrespectfully, or those types of things, you know exactly what I mean, I'm not going to then prioritize them as a person if they're not already in my life. So if you ever had a best friend and then someone is rude to you, mean to you, someone just decides not to like you or whatever, and then your best friend is still best, like all over them on a night out, or like all of a sudden like gives them so much love and attention, but they're not really a friend to them anyway. So they're being mean to me, and then my friend is still loving and adoring them as someone that's not a priority in their life. I don't think I'm explaining that properly. If it's like an external person, so that's where I think loyalty is so important, and it comes back to friend to all, friend to none, because where does the loyalty lie? It has to lie somewhere. So you know, the kind of, she never did anything to me, so why would I not? Da, da, da. So it's kind of a loyalty thing. If you did something to my friend, you've upset me in conjunction. Sambe, why is my English like failing today?
What are you trying to say?
He keeps looking at me like, Sophie,
you're not making sense.
I'm not making sense.
No, what were you trying to say?
I think I have like a fever. I'm like sweating.
I just think you're being a bit dramatic. To be honest,
I am being dramatic. Okay, he always humbles me. But what I was saying, okay, Sambe, I'm actually bringing, you're
okay,
here.
I'm locked in.
Welcome, I'm Sambe, to today, because he's here to make me make sense. So, Sambe, say you and your best friend, your best pals, then a random guy that you don't really know and your best friend doesn't really know is rude to you. Your best friend is going to stick up for you and not be best friends with that person.
No, obviously not.
Yeah, exactly. That's.
Would you have people that would?
No, so this is what I'm saying. This is exactly what I'm not making sense of until I brought you into this. So this is where loyalty lies, and the friend that is friends with all is friends to none.
Yeah, 100%.
Because they're prioritizing the wrong person.
They're prioritizing everyone liking them.
Yes.
And not, so like they wouldn't jump in because they want this person to like them. But now they're slating your mate, so stick up for your mate.
This is exactly why I brought Sam here, because he makes me make sense. So my green and red flags, and I think Sambe, you would have these two in your boy friendships. Yeah. But maybe lad relationships aren't as complex. I think girl relationships, friendships, girl friendships are probably more complex maybe than lads, would you think?
Yeah, like if you're sound, we're mates.
Okay, easy peasy. Okay, well, I have a list.
Oh, you have a list. Okay, give me what your list.
A list of requirements. No, I just mean for the girlies that maybe you struggle with wondering, is she a fake friend? Is she a bad friend? These are my requirements and how I know if someone's a good friend or not. So my green flags.
Being a girl is so hard.
It is hard. It's complex, babe.
Yeah, I've never thought about this in terms of my mates.
Yeah.
Okay, go.
So number one green flag, and it's a requirement because as well my requirements are what I would give to a friend too, like
yeah,
it's,
of course,
it goes both ways, and it's something
it's
I would prioritize. Yeah, so supports me and is happy for me no matter what.
Yeah,
biggie. 100%. It's a big thing. Yeah. And also, so the polar opposite of that, the red flag then, is if it's a jealous friend, or I also think a comparative friend, if that's the right word,
a comparative friend, yeah,
the friend that compares everything. So you're saying, oh my god, I have the best news. I just got engaged. And they can't just be like, oh my God, yay for you. Maybe
they'd be like, well, I got.
Yes. It's like, well, just, I'm this or I'm that. Or,
which is cool. Like, be happy for your shit. Yeah.
But it's just, or
don't
they
take away from your friends.
Yeah. So, they'll just be like, or the friends that are like, oh, do you not think that's too soon? Or like, oh, well, let's see the ring. Oh, you know, people that would bring it down.
Yeah.
That kind of comparative. So, sorry, you've actually, you've made me realize what I forgot was the competitive friend. Yeah. I think what you're thinking of is the competitive friend. It's like, I got engaged. They're like, well,
yeah, one up.
I got a dog. And you're like, good for you.
I'm happy for you.
Let's be happy for each other. Let's celebrate our engagement and dog together instead of it being a competition. And then there's the comparative friend that it's like, well, you have that. I don't have that. Like, why am I not engaged? When it's not about you. Like, it's about your friend getting engaged. Yeah. And they immediately think it like takes from their life. That kind of comparison. So like, comparison is killer of joy. And it's like, one woman's beauty doesn't mean a lack of yours. So it's like that for everything in life. So
just because
like,
1 year mate is doing well doesn't mean you're not.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
It doesn't take away from
exactly.
it. Let them have their minute.
But as I say this, the under my red flag column, I just mean this column. If it's column. I just mean this as like a constant thing. If people, friends are allowed to have bad days and bad lows in their life, and maybe this one time they just struggle to be happy for you because maybe they're really struggling in life, that's fine. Friends, we can have slip ups. But I just mean the friend that has never shown genuine happiness for you, has never genuinely cared.
Yeah, that's not a friend.
So there, these flags have to be put into good context. It's not just like, oh, that one time she wasn't happy for me because she was struggling in her life. That doesn't count. Because then we as a friend also then have to be there for her if she is going through something bad in her life. So I just mean these as like actual traits in a person.
Yeah.
And not like just one scenario that happens.
Yeah.
Because we have to look after our girls too. Like, maybe they're struggling. We have to acknowledge that. And we see that. Okay. Another green flag is a friend that communicates with me. A gal that can be real. Tell me, girl, your makeup looks really bad today. Let's fix you. Like, let's help you. Not that they're putting you down, but they're just saying, gal, love you, but your mascara, it's not working today. You look like a panda. Or like, gal, love you, but these shoes would look better with that outfit, in my opinion. I love a friend that can just be real, and my friends are really good at that. They can just be honest.
You're funny though, you got physical.
Physical.
Like, I was thinking, like, my mates would pull me back if I said something. Or if I did somewhere, if I acted a certain way, they'd be like, yeah, that was a bit like...
Oh, you see, okay, this is such a contrast, maybe, of girl relationships.
Because lads don't give a shit about what we're wearing. Like,
whereas, like, it's such betrayal. If your friend lets you go out looking bogey, that's betrayal. You gotta look after your girls.
Slag the lads who go out.
Yeah, the difference between girl friendships
and boy
friendships.
I'm not going to dress my mates. Like,
yeah, whereas...
Give them advice.
Whereas, like, loyalty lies in, like, making sure your best friend looks her best and feels her best. That's another red flag. If your gal pal cannot hype you up, I'm going to struggle. But maybe that's selfish of me, but that's just like my priority as a friend. That's something I give. Like, if I'm not hyping her up, I'm not being a good friend.
Now, we do get, like, if I'm buying something new or if the lads are buying something, like it happened the other day, like, they'll send a picture into the WhatsApp group and be like, what do you think about?
You get each other's opinion.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I didn't think lads do that. That's really cute.
We do that, but I think more with my mates, it'd be more like, they'd pull me aside and be like, yeah, you shouldn't have acted that way. Or I'd be like,
okay,
you couldn't have
so
said
behavioral.
That. It'd be behavioral, yeah.
You're dead right. Because when I wrote down communicate with me, I you're dead right. That's more of like a behavioral thing. And then I just was using the physical examples of like having each other's back in the sense of wanting you to look your best. But I do agree. Like, I would want my friend to be like, you were a bitch, or you were...
Yeah, because I used... Nice, yeah, I used to have a bit of a mouth on me. So the lads would be like...
Mouthy?
Yeah, don't be down there.
And they'd humble you.
Yeah, like they'd Carl just, and stuff would pull me aside.
They'd
be like,
reel you in. Yeah. No, but my girls would be the same. Like, if you know, if someone's out of line or if someone's being unfair... And I do, like, in... I'm so lucky with my girls that, like, it's there's no taking sides. Like, you're all just like, you're being unfair, let's just settle this. Like, there's no, like... bitchiness outside of the group. It's just we're all in it together. And like, if someone's being a weapon, like, the group would just be like, gal, let's take a breather. Like, it's you know,
see, we have football chats and that kicks off like there's murder.
See, this,
so it's just
this,
that's
oh God, this is the difference between girl friendships and guy friendships. Girls don't like argue over that kind of stuff,
no,
whereas
like
guys
if,
get
like
proper.
If Spurs are playing United, me and one of the lads,
you're
are,
having an argument. I find that wild. Yeah. But it's also, it just shows the example of the difference, because you guys don't take it personally, but me and the girls like literally actually arguing over Love Is Blind. We wouldn't argue over it.
No, we'd always, and then after the game, it's all love, well done. And that's it. Like, it's just forgotten, but like during the game, it gets like so heated.
We need to talk about Love Is Blind now in a minute. But so on that communication thing, we love self-awareness and we love holding ourselves accountable. I definitely used to be the cold shoulder kind of girl, and I hate that. But I used to think, I think it was the only way I knew how to communicate. Instead of just saying like, you've upset me, I would be a cold shoulder. This is, I know you're kind of looking at me like, no. Really? Because, well, were you...
You're not like that anymore.
Yeah, like, because I could tell you were kind of like, really? But in school, I was definitely a cold shoulder kind of gal. And when I think of that, I'm like, you're such a bitch. Like, cold shoulder, I think, is so mean. Like, I just think that's such a mean thing to do to someone, especially if they don't know what they've done. But I just, like, I just didn't know how to say, like, you've upset me, so I would just cold shoulder. And I think that's so mean. And when I look back, I'm like, you little bitch. Like, all you had to say was, like, I didn't like that, and then it would have been over. But I think that might be a big problem for girls in general, is, like, we're bad at communicating, I think. I think a lot of us are bad at communicating. We're scared of upsetting each other. So we think it's easier to just not talk and not communicate to each other. Because there's these TikToks, and it's like every episode I'm talking about a fucking TikTok, but there is these TikToks of like when we haven't spoken for 2 years and all of a sudden we're best friends again. And it's like, exactly, like those 2 years were just wasted because neither of you probably communicated what actually happened.
Yeah.
But what I do love is just, I do love seeing those stories of like 2 years went by of not talking, but
you pick up where you were.
And you came back to each other, and you're obviously meant to be in each other's lives at maybe just a different time in your life. I do just think the communication thing is so important, and I'm so lucky that my gals will just be like, we will just talk to each other about things.
It's funny, that reminded me, there's a lad, we fell out, it was stupid, in a WhatsApp group, argy-bargy, like I think before I met you, and it was so ridiculous what we fell out over. It was kind of like a big group fight, not a fight, like, but everyone was at it, and I think I was a bit drunk when I was texting. But oh no, I was at you, because I remember the night. But anyway, me and this fella like fell out for like ages.
Aww.
And I wasn't that close to them before, so it didn't bother me. And like all the lads were mates to them. And I was like, no, I was like, this happened, blah, blah, just making excuses.
You're kind of holding on to it.
Went to Cheltenham 2 years ago. He was staying in the house.
COVID Cheltenham.
Oh, I got COVID in Cheltenham. We went like the
week. He went to Cheltenham.
No.
Was it a year later? Remember, everyone was probably the Cheltenham.
Yeah, it probably was. But anyway,
I somehow didn't get it from you.
Stayed in the house with him.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't be a nicer fella. Like, we're so close now, and we text all the time. And the two of us, and I said it to him, I apologize and all. But it was like,
it was such a miscommunication.
And then you're just like 3 years of like the boys going out
of unspoken.
And it's like, we get on so well.
I have two gals that I love, and that I've met through like Instagram, and they both hadn't even met yet and thought the other one hated the other. And they both just thought like, oh she hates me. And it was just this unspoken thing, they never even met, and they just thought they're gonna lol if they hear this. But I'm obviously not gonna say their names, but it's just such a funny story.
And they made out.
Yeah, the best made out. So when they finally met in person, they were like, hi. And they were like, hi.
Waiting for the kick
really
off.
Scared. And like, oh, she's not gonna like me. And now they're like best pals, and like they get on so well.
That's good, yeah. It's a waste of time.
It's just so funny. But even like, that, they weren't even friends yet. They just assumed they hated each other. Yeah. Like, it's all these things we do without communication. We decide all these things
in
our brain.
You decide an outcome, and that's what you stick to.
And that's why communication is so important, because it wastes so much time just assuming and jumping to these assumptions, making an ass out of you and me, that it was unspoken and never dealt with, and then all that time was wasted. You know, it's so funny. And then, okay, so my last one then, because kind of coming from the cold shoulder, because I hate the cold shoulder.
Is this red or green?
This is a green one. Well, I guess the green versus red is kind of just the polar opposite of each other. So a green one is doesn't play games. And I know that kind of sounds weird in a girl's friendship, but some girls play games, and they
play games in friendship.
Yeah, like they kind of dangle someone else in front of you. Yeah. Like they don't make you feel like a priority, and they kind of like keep you on a long line of, you know, like they kind of dangle you and then dangle. Do they breadcrumb you? I don't know if that's the way to say it. But like, have you ever had a best friend and then all of a sudden you're like, wait, I'm her, I'm, no, she's my best friend, but I'm, am I her best friend? Because she makes you feel like you're only one on the list. Like you're not really.
Yeah. I never think about stuff like this. Yeah, again, like, it's mad. It's, I used to think like that in school. I remember in school, the embarrassment. Like I was like, are we best friends?
Oh, Sam, babe, you were so cute in school. I didn't know Sam. I also didn't go to school with Sam. But the stories Sam tells me are just so cute. You were just like, you just really wanted friends.
Yeah, and I didn't have any.
You did have friends. But you
not in my
so
school. I had a couple of fellas in my
like,
school.
Like sometimes we're like, Will you sit with me on the bus?
Remember, that was the hardest question ever.
And this is like, this is literally what I mean about like loyalty and your friend to all his friends and known. Because if your best friend and you thought you were going to sit with her on the bus and then she's sitting with everyone else on the bus, like it's so
But are you talking about this from like being a 27-year-old woman or a 15-year-old kid?
Well, I last night was DMing a gal who's sitting her leaving cert. So we have the young gals too.
That's true.
We have the young girlies. So this is for the school girlies too. But it is. It's so. But that's a great analogy in life in general.
Yeah.
Now
I used
sitting
to be
with you on the bus.
Yeah, I used to be really bad at the wondering, even up until a few years ago. Aww. With my mates now, I'm wondering, am I as close to him as he is to me? Blah blah, whatever. Aww. But now it's like, no, I really appreciate what you do for me in my life. So I'm happy that I have you as you are.
Mm-hmm.
And if you like someone else more, that's fine. But you do loads for me, so we're good.
And then I think how you decide, and that's kind of where I wanted to talk about fake friends. I think where you decide whether someone is your priority and are they feeding you what you feed them? Like, is it equal? I think you have to just. Well, actually, if it's a question, it's probably a sign in the first place. If you're questioning the friendship, if you're wondering, oh God, like...
Yeah, there's no smoke without fire.
But if you are kind of unsure and you're kind of questioning, because I know a lot of girls also leave school and then you're making college friends. And like, it's a really tough time of like, you're leaving old friends. Do you keep them all? Who do you want to keep? Maybe are you just friends with them because of school and they're not really your person anymore? They don't make you feel good. You were like...
Situational. Yeah, like I'm not made to anyone from my school bar.
It was a small school.
Mm. But like I'd speak to one consistently and one the odd time.
Mm.
And so, I'm not made to anyone else in my school. Not like we didn't fall out or anything. No. Just they do their thing.
That's interesting because your friends are...
My friends are all like from football school. And yeah.
And
I played football.
When I say my girls, well, I've a few different, but like we have my
your core
main
girls will
solid
be
core are school,
yeah.
And then like the girls that I've met after school that are my girls too. But that's interesting. I never really realized
like
that.
Like all my boys, not one of them went. I didn't go to school.
You didn't go to school.
A few of them went to school together.
And that's so okay. Like that's really normal. Like a lot of people aren't friends with their school friends.
No, I didn't really.
It just wasn't your vibe. Aww. Yeah.
Not in a bad way. I just like just, I was better mates at the last outside.
You didn't find your forever people in school. And I'm lucky that I did. And then I found some extra forever people afterwards. Okay, so going from friendships, we're gonna talk about dating. So because someone wrote into us and we're gonna elaborate and we're gonna play green and red on the dating scene.
Okay. As in you're gonna ask me if it's green or
red? Yeah, we're just gonna discuss. I'll ask you some. So this girlie already says, hi, Sophie and Sam. I had a guy tell me it was a red flag that I suggested splitting the bill on our first date.
A red flag. Sign me up.
Oh.
Sorry.
And he said it was a red flag that I was shy. Can Sam please share his thoughts on red flags in dating? My confidence is totally crushed after that experience. That breaks my heart.
I would run away from him.
Oh my God, that's really sad. Girlie, don't. Firstly, before we've.
You offered to pay the bill.
We are not letting someone like that crush your confidence. That is outrageous behavior. I don't think.
There are two green flags. One, I think it's something as a lad, you always want to pay for the bill.
Okay.
But it's always nice when the person offers.
Let's talk about that. So splitting the bill.
Yeah.
Or, okay, a gal suggesting offering to split the bill.
Yeah. Sound.
You think that's sound?
Like, I like getting you dinner.
Yeah.
But I like getting dinner sometimes.
Did
it's
I offer?
A 50-50
I can't
thing.
Remember us. You definitely paid, but did I offer?
Maybe like a year and a half into the relationship. not the start, anyway.
That is such a lie.
I have the receipts. No, you...
You're saying I never
early
offered
on in the
pay.
Relationship, I paid for a lot of stuff.
Okay.
But I chose it.
I'm the gal that I'm like, I'll get you all the coffees. You get the dinner.
No, you're good, to be fair. No, I think that as a lad, with me personally, you want to pay the bill.
Yeah.
But it's definitely nice.
But it's nice
to see that it's not like, it's like your one on Love is Blind, who's just like, I'm never paying for a dinner again. The really
rich
one.
Love is Blind.
Like,
yeah.
Sorry.
Oh my God, we're finishing that later.
And then, yeah, so that's a green flag.
Okay.
So I don't know what he's talking about that for.
I want to know what, was he coming from, did he think she should be paying or was he in...
Oh, the full bill.
No, she said, I had a guy tell me it was a red flag that I suggested splitting the bill.
As in he wanted her to pay the full bill,
well,
or
I
he
don't
got
know.
Embarrassed that she...
Even offered. Was that him being such a big ego, I have such a big wallet,
could
you don't need to offer.
Ego.
I can't tell what
or
he was so
upset by. Or
it
could be that he was like, why aren't you paying for it?
Yeah, that's what I can't tell. But either way, what the fuck is he telling her that for? That's outrageous. And then...
Being shy is cute.
Then I was shy.
Yeah, everyone's
that's
shy.
That's not a red flag.
Face.
And that's like, if someone's shy, someone's shy. That's not a trait that like, that's just green or red. That's just a personality trait.
Yeah,
this poor gal, the last thing she needed was this guy telling her this. Girlie, listen to us. This, don't let that crush your confidence. That is so outrageous. That is outrageous. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, or it's the same. So like, say you're told like it was a red or green flag that you're shy. It's like the opposite is being loud. Like if someone was like, it's a red flag that you're loud, I'd be like, goodbye then.
Yeah, you have a bit of personality.
I'm so fucking loud. So
that's
goodbye.
Shocking.
Goodbye. Okay, so what about some others? Okay, Sam, have you ever been catfished? I've never been catfished. In fairness, we never really did the dating apps.
No. No, I've never been on a date, no.
But in fairness, I'm going to say red flag. If someone's catfishing, that's fucked up.
Yeah, well, you can't full-blown catfish.
No, full-blown catfish.
Yeah, that's shocking. If you look a little bit different to your picture, though.
Sometimes that's just life. Unless you're editing.
Yeah.
Unless you're editing.
We don't know anyone here that edits their pictures.
Oh, my. Are you joking?
I'm talking about myself.
Oh.
No, I'm joking. I was talking about you completely.
Oh, my God. You're outrageous.
Sophie Murray is a catfish.
It's my worst fear that people would think that. Okay, so... We've never been catfished, but catfishing's a red flag. Okay, next up, my biggest... Okay, so this is the thing. We don't really... I hate the topic of icks. I think icks are unfair. But a red flag for me, and I've always said it, is if we're on a date and you're rude to the waiter, I will exit stage left.
Yeah, I think people are rude.
If you're rude...
Full stop is the biggest red flag.
It's just
gross. I
just
can't stand it.
Yeah.
Cringe. You feel sick sitting in company of people being
oh
rude.
Oh my God, I would die. I'm not sure. Or have you ever like been at a restaurant? Even no, but this is my problem. But like even when someone sends food back and I'm at the table, I'm like...
Yeah, I can't.
I'd rather
you know me.
Thing.
Like,
yeah, we just can't do that. We can't
confrontation
complain.
With like the service industry.
We can't
like,
do it.
I can't.
I'm not going to do
it.
I feel
so bad.
I'm not
like, they're
do
stressed,
it.
Man.
You're stressed.
Yeah, they're not doing it on purpose.
You're working away. Yeah. You didn't make, especially when the waiter didn't make the food, and then someone's given out to the waiter about the food.
Yeah, people being rude to staff.
I would want to exit
of any service industry
immediately.
Yeah.
Immediately. Okay, what about if you're the one leading the conversation?
As in they're not giving, like they're not really adding to it. You ask me, is this a red flag?
Not a red flag. I guess my opinion on if I'm the one leading the conversation, I actually don't mind that too much because we know I don't shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I'm not going to take it as a bad red flag. It wouldn't make me not see them again. But I'd be hoping...
Well, it depends on the level of the answers.
Yeah. Yes.
Like if you're literally not answering them.
Yes. Okay. And they're just not giving conversation. Like if you're like, oh my God, do you have a dog? And if you just say no.
No.
Immediately, no.
No.
And that's your answer.
Yeah, then that's...
I'm going to struggle. I can talk a load of shit that I'll be able to keep up a conversation.
Yeah, but you need to...
But if you're not giving me anything back, the answer needs to be no. Do you?
Yeah.
No, but I love them. No, I don't like them. Give me something.
And then you can be like, well, why? Or
and
what's
then
your
it's a conversation. But if they're not even making any kind of effort.
Have you had this before?
No, am I giving off vibes that it's aggravated me?
Mm.
No, I've genuinely not.
Okay.
Sorry, the neck of the two of us, it's not like we were ever serial daters.
Have I ever been on a date with someone I don't know?
Okay, you've never done like a you've never gone on a date with someone you just texted or like just met on a night out and then, no, you probably always knew them beforehand.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. I
wouldn't have had the confidence to do the whole...
Really?
It was the anxiety I felt of like when the lads were going on dates and all. Like when, even now, like one of my boys was on a date there the other night.
Hmm.
And like that, like the thought of that. For me, I'm like, what do you talk about?
What that would
like?
Make you real
I
nervous.
Think I'd be all right in the situation.
You'd be
but
fine.
But like, I think going into
why
it,
am I cheering you on?
Yeah,
you'd
yeah.
be fine.
We should try it. But yeah, I was like, dude, fair
were
play
you nervous
to
for our first date?
No, because we had like, yeah, we had a foundation. Each other. But not even knowing each other. Like, we had that day at EP.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, we were a bit lit and stuff. So, yeah. Like, I was confident then. Okay. But, like, if I...
If you just met someone on an app, you'd be like, fuck.
Or if I just replied... Like, the lads, like, you see it. They just replied to stories and I'll slide into DMs. Yeah. I'm like, yous are brave.
Wow, Sambe.
I haven't got that in me.
That's really sweet. This is what I mean about you, Sam. Like, you look like a fuckboy, but...
I'm a cinnamon roll.
You're a cinnamon roll. And what's so funny about that, Sam, is you love a cinnamon roll.
Every time we go
to Starbucks, Sam orders a cinnamon roll. I've been getting cinnamon in my chai lattes. Yeah, I just haven't had a dirty chai yet, though, but I'm obsessed.
Chai lattes are rank.
I'm obsessed. Okay, wait, back to our... This is a big green flag for me. When they ask personal questions, but obviously not, like, really personal, like, what's your PPSN number, but, like, how many siblings do you have? Or, like... You know, in
that's a red flag for you.
No, green. I said, did I say red? I meant green. You know, in Crazy Stupid Love, and it's like,
what a movie.
Tell me about your mother, and it's like,
what
the way, the way they, like, Emma Stone and Ryan, they make it so romantic. They're in the bed up talking all night because he never does that. Like, no one ever asks him about his.
And she asked him, I don't remember.
Yeah, she's like, what's your relationship with your
mother?
Best
bit of that movie in the whole thing is right at the end when Kevin Bacon walks in. And Ryan Gosling just takes off the ring. And then they all just start killing each other. Oh, what a movie.
So do you have any dating advice for the boys? What do you think is a nice date? What's your...
As someone who has never been on a proper date.
We have... Okay, so as someone who hasn't been on an app date. But where would you suggest... What would you suggest doing? You meet someone on an app. Where are you going? For dinner, lunch, coffee walk? What is...
No, I'd be a dinner and drinks.
Me too.
At dinner and drinks. Yeah, pick a nice restaurant.
Cinema illegal. If you ask me to go to the
cinema. Why would you go to the cinema? Because you can't talk to each other for 3 hours. That's the most awkward thing.
That is
ever.
Like dating 101. Don't do that. Unless you do dinner at a movie, I'll allow it because if you speak to them first, maybe. But dinner
and a movie, but I think the movie is like a day 5, 6.
I agree. Like, the cinema also gives me, like, you're just trying to snog me. Like, you're, I don't know. Are you just looking
you're
to.
You're really living in the 15-year-old headspace. That's like the third thing you said in this episode.
About being 15?
Yeah, like that's...
Okay, Sam, well, I got
When's
snogged.
The last time when we go to the cinema that me and you just snogged in the cinema? Like, no, I'm watching a movie.
Because we're in a relationship, but what if this guy just wants to snog her face off in a cinema?
What a waste of money. Just do it.
Well, people are weird, Sam.
You go to the cinema to watch the movie.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's what they're there
15-year-old me.
All right, now. I'm there.
So you're saying movie, fifth date.
Like when you know each other, yeah.
What I actually, Sambe, and I want you to give advice to the boys about this. I personally, okay, I think this will be so divided. Kiss on the first date or not. I absolutely want to smooch on the first date.
You would too? On the first date.
I would absolutely want to
smooch.
We smooch
in about 30 seconds.
Yeah. I would absolutely want to smooch on the first date.
Yeah.
I think the best way for a guy to do it is you say, can I have a kiss? Because it's a first date. Like, you're not just going to snog her face off. Oh, do you disagree?
You're not going to go up and be like, can I have a kiss?
No, but the way you kissed me at EP, you kind of asked. You got consent. Like, you're not just going to snog.
Yeah, I did.
You did.
I said, if I go in for a kiss, are you going to pull away?
Exactly. So, yeah, exactly. So. It's not like, can I have a kiss? But, like, a kind of letting her know you're at least maybe your about to. Don't just slap her off guard. Because then she might be really frightened and maybe she didn't want that at all. It's also very important to read the room, like, you know, gauge. But that's why I think
don't
it
do it in front of everyone like I did. There's like 30 people in the
I didn't care. I was lit. But and that wasn't a date either. That was just like a night out.
No, I agree.
But I do think the smoothest way for a guy to do it is at least like there is some kind of warning in the sense that like you're not just going to...
I've used lines before.
Yeah, there's a line to be used.
Do I get a kiss before you go?
Used one night. That's cute.
And it worked. Sorry, it wasn't with you.
I was just going to say, I never heard that. I never heard that. But that's cute.
Yeah. I
like
that. The number.
So that's your advice to the boys is...
Don't be a creep.
Don't be a creep. And what was that line? I liked it. Can I have a kiss before we go?
She gave me her number and was leaving. And was like, do I get a kiss before
I
you
didn't
go?
I didn't ask.
I needed the context. She came up to me in the club as well.
In the club. In the club. Do you still have her number?
Oh, that.
Don't. I was joking.
Probably
Sam
not.
Actually reached for his phone to check.
I don't know.
The answer is no, you don't. So
well, I don't delete numbers. Like, I have numbers there for my first phone. Like, yeah, but just be like, do I get a little kiss?
Yeah, okay. I am personally also, I'm like, if the gal goes in for a kiss, I'm like, go for it. I'm pretty sure I did that.
With who?
I just kissed him. Oh,
now you want to look at this. Look, I brought up something about my phone and my number and my history. And now you're like, oh, I'll actually do it because I did it this one time in fourth year when I was 17.
No, adult Sophie.
Adult Sophie did it.
Before you.
Before me.
I smooched him, but I was really drunk. On I got really drunk on the date. Bullshit. You're calling bullshit.
You got really drunk on a date. I'd say he's like, get rid of it.
I got lit.
Did you get pissed on the
but
date?
But Samba, you know this, I'm a lightweight.
Yeah, you look at a glass of wine and you're falling
glass of wine, one vodka soda lime. I'm gone. And I was just nervous. I probably had a drink before while getting ready.
Did you know him before?
We met in a night out. Oh my God, I'm totally just slinging this back at you. I did meet him in a club, met him at a bar. Oh, Sam's fuming.
I'm not fuming. You're trying to diminish the fact that I was in a club and you were like, oh, I'm so much. I was in a bar.
I didn't know. I hadn't kissed him before.
So was that date awkward? So you've done it. You've done the date where you don't know the person.
Yeah, I've done the date where I don't know them. We just really randomly met and like barely spoke, but he took my number and then he texted me and I was kind of like, who did I give my number to? And then in the text, I was like, oh my God. And I was with Lucy at the time, my sister Lucy and my mum, I was with them when the text came in a few days later as well. Like I totally forgot about it. And it was this text. And I was like, oh my God. And I was like, he's asked me on a date. And I was like, ooh, like I don't do dates. Like I don't really go on dates. Like, and obviously Madre and Lucy were like, do it, do it, do it. So I did it. And it was lovely. It wasn't awkward, in fairness.
That's
like
good.
Both full of chat. There was no red flags. And actually, oh my God, I knew I wanted to say something. This is another advice for the boys. If you do want to pay, or if you want to avoid the awkwardness of the bill, I went to the bathroom and then I came back and the bill was paid. I thought that was nicely done.
Yeah.
Smooth. It's a nice
or way. You could get up and go to, like, as a man, you could be like, I'll just go to the toilet
and but you've actually paid the bill. It is it's
just
a
kills all that
awkwardness. Way of doing it. It kills awkwardness. It just cuts the because money is such an awkward conversation. The bill is an awkward conversation. You're both going to fight. No, I will. No, I will. No, I will. And then even if you're like, no, I will, I will. And then he might cave and be like, okay, out of like fear because he wants to respect you. But then you're thinking, oh, I wanted him to pay. I was only being polite. So I think a good way to fucking beat the bill scenario is someone does it while it's like, it wasn't even on my mind when I went to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Now all the girls will start going to the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah. You knew exactly what you were doing.
I knew exactly. No,
yeah,
I didn't.
You got pissed.
I genuinely got pissed.
Then you walked to the toilet.
I got loads of drink. And then
what? And was there a smooch at the end?
There was a smooch. There was a smooch at the table, which was
That's a bit rogue.
That's
a bit
But
rogue.
It was actually nice because it was like a bar. Like it was fun. Like it wasn't a
you
dinner.
You had a smooch at the table, did you? Mm. I can't remember last time I got a smooch off you at a dinner table.
Sambe, shut the fuck up. You're such a liar.
Yeah, I know.
We should have a little candlelit dinner at home. We haven't done that in ages. Like, obviously, we eat dinner together every night.
With candles on every night.
Well, we do like the Jo Malones, but I mean, like, the big candelabra, like, in the middle of the table.
And sit at either end of the table, miles away from each
other. Yeah, the miles away from each other, the long way.
Will you pass the salt?
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's do that.
We'll do that later. Okay, maybe we conclude our episode on us having a candlelit dinner later.
Yeah.
What we make. I'm in the mood for pasta or something.
Okay, we can do pasta.
Okay, girlies, we're going to love you and leave you. Thank you so much, Naked Fashion. A reminder, girlies, code GIRLYWIRLY will get you 30% off when you shop online. I'll link the website below for you so you can find it easy. But my favourite, you know this, I'm always head to toe naked, and you can now get your little bits with a little discount for a limited time and excluding sales. Any last words, Sambe?
Shout out Naked Fashion.
Shout out Naked
Fashion.
Shout
out the girlies.
Shout out to the girlies.
Shout out Drunken First Dates.
Drunken First Dates. Smooching with consent.
Yeah.
And
we love that for us.
Yay.
And
okay,
trust.
Girlies. And trust.
We love the trust.
We will chat to you next week. We'll love you and leave you.
Love you guys.
Love you so much.
Bye.
Bye.